We're all trying to be the biggest, the best we can be, the most healthy. A buddy of mine had this fat mate a couple of years ago. He was big on the keto diet. But no matter what diet, whatever healthy habits you're doing, if you're missing one element, you're not laying the foundation. On part two of Dr. Jin Xiangxi's podcast on the Health Fan Insider and NAD optimization, he tells you everything you know about NAD and how to optimize your NAD.
If you take a supplement, any supplement, you kind of assume the reason you're taking it is to optimize whatever that is in your system. So when you talk about NAD optimization, what does that mean and why is it important?
Well, so let's define the terminology first, because you know some people do talk about optimization now, but most people don't, especially when you when you talk to your, you know, mainstream, I don't know what's the right terminology, but let's say call them mainstream doctors. When you go see a medical professional in a hospital, okay, for the lack of the right word, they when you do a lab test, they are going to give you a reference range. That's normally called a normal range. What's a normal range? A normal range is what you see in a population. Let's say we'll take thousands of individuals randomly from the population. We test their NAD level. You can define what you see in most individuals. Let's say what we see in 90% of the individual. If that value is called the normal range.
Could we call that the average range? Is it the same as average?
Yes, the average is one value, but a range is normally from a lower value to a higher value. So you have a range.
Okay.
That may be okay for many biomarkers, but for others, that's totally inappropriate. Let's take an example that most people understand. Vitamin D, right? I think most people have heard or know vitamin D. If you test the vitamin D level without supplementation, and it's usually around 20, maybe 25. And for the medical professionals, as long as you don't have vitamin D levels below 12.5, you are normal, okay? But actually, if you only have 12.5, even if you have 30, your body is not functioning at the optimal level, at the peak level, all right? Optimal and peak are very similar. So the optimum level is the values that you need to perform at your peak, not just for you to survive. That's the difference. The difference is you can get by with that level, but the optimum level is where you can get the most benefit and perform at your peak status. And that's a huge difference. If you just want to survive, get a level to the normal.
Well,
if you want to perform at a peak or do your best, get it to the optimum level.
That's why in the biohacker world and in the world of people who are health nuts, forget biohacking, that's the ultimate sort of going for the gusto with health. Most people, when their doctor says to them, well, you're really good for the average 40-year-old or 50-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Why you want to be a 40-year-old or 50-year-old when you can perform at your 20s?
Well, that's the thing. Most people,
that's the difference.
In this day and age, people, they don't want to be the average or the normal or most. They want to excel. So that's optimized. And that's what the proper cocktail does. It optimizes.
Let me add some to answer your question for me. So why I talk about optimization? and not just NAD optimization, but we're talking about NAD primarily today.
Yes.
It's because only when you get your NAD to the optimum range, you can get the full benefit of the NAD. All right. And otherwise, you may get some benefits, but you are missing a huge part of the benefits that the optimized NAD can give you. That's why we have to get NAD levels to the optimum range. And we at Genfinity defined the optimum range by testing tens of thousands of individuals and before and after supplementation. And we know that 90% of the individuals who have the NAD optimized do notice significant improvement in health, performance, and the various health conditions as well. If you don't go to the optimized level, you may get a little bit of improvement, but you have not tasted what the optimized NAD can do to you. Unfortunately, I don't want to badmouth about any, you know, any vendors or any of my colleagues or competitors. Most products, unfortunately, on the market now cannot get NAD optimized based on their recommendation.
Okay, well, I can interject there. I can say something because they're not my competitors. They're not my, so you know, and I know that I've had friends that I've sent to get who have been on other products for as long as up to 8 years. Subscription plan every month, it comes to the door. And you know, in those cases, when those people were tested, that their levels were abysmally low. They were far from optimized. They were suboptimal. So the right cocktail is definitely important. And optimization isn't happening with other products, a lot of other products.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. The products are very important, but I would place more importance on number one, the test of NAD level, and number two, the philosophy behind optimization and where the optimum level should be. I think yeah, we have a great product. I mean, you know, other people are going to make even better products in over time, and that's okay with me. I mean, I want people to do better and better, right? I'm not against a better product than what we have. I actually encourage it. But what I want, you know, our listeners to understand and to think about is what's the optimum level and why you want to achieve the optimum level and why testing is so important. Because without testing, you don't know what the product you are taking or another NAD treatment you are getting, such as NAD IV infusion or intramuscular injection patches and all these different approaches. I mean, if they work, it's fine. But you should really consider getting a test ideally before and definitely after you take the treatment. If you don't, two things may be really, really serious. The first one is you may be wasting your money, but more importantly, your time. I mean, many people don't care about money, okay? A lot of people do care about money, and I care about money too, but many people don't. But everyone should care about the time that they are losing. If they embark on a protocol that's not getting them the maximum benefit. And there are two ways that you can evaluate whether you are getting what you should be getting. Number one, get a test to see where your NAD level is, especially after supplementation or other treatments. But ideally before as well, so you have a baseline or current benchmark that you can compare to. But after the treatment is absolutely essential. So it's whether you get a benefit or not, when you combine the testing results and how you feel, you know whether you are getting the right treatment for yourself or not, right? I love for people to buy my stuff, but that's not what I tell people to do. I tell people to, you know, find out what's the best for you, because what's the best for you is absolutely what I want for you. That's very important. The second point is for a small fraction of the individuals who take NAD products, about 5% of them, are actually getting their NAD level too high. And when the NAD level is too high, there are consequences, and especially cardiovascular issues because of the increase of vascular inflammation. And so you want to take the appropriate product in the right dosage so you stay in the optimum range currently defined between 40 and 100 micromolar. And we'll show this data slides on when we get the podcast out. And we're going to push the data out in scientific papers. That means long overdue. We have data for years. I've been busy for other things and ignore the publication. I need to add another publication, maybe a few more to my over 400.
You need 402 or 3.
No, I want to have over 450. So.
But let me ask you something, because we talked about when you get the lab work back and they go, oh, you're really great for 40, you're really great for 50, whatever. But let's back up here. Can we assume that when people are very young, when a child, a three-year-old, a four-year-old, can we assume that young, healthy athletes, that young kids, their NAD is optimized and they're right at their peak because they're so young and it hasn't declined yet? Can we make that assumption?
Sure, yeah. So, no. You have two questions here. Let's talk about young people and then we'll talk about the athletes. So 25% of teenagers have suboptimal to deficient NAD levels. And 75% of them have optimal NAD range, all right? And I have two young daughters, now 3 and 3.5 and 8. My 8-year-old, she was deficient when she was 7 years old. And we are actually supplementing her with NAD product we have. The 3.5-year-old is now deficient. And so we're not supplementing her. Or no, she fights a sleeper from with her sister. I mean, the product is so safe that I don't mind giving her some from time to time, but she actually does not really need it. For very young individuals, I would not recommend taking any NAD product without testing. So it's I don't think it's a good idea just to randomly give them the product when they don't need it. And we also found that children with various health conditions, including autistic children, are very deficient in NAD, and supplementation or optimization of NAD can improve their various performance or health conditions. So yeah, children can take NAD supplements safely with great benefits, but we should do it in a very responsible way, get them tested first, and also get them tested afterwards so they don't overdo it. And there's a dosage issue. with my 7-year-old, 8-year-old now, we only give her about 1/4 of the adult dosage because they are, you know, much, much smaller. So yeah, you want to look into it, especially when they have health issues, and NAD supplementation can be very, very useful. The second part of your question is ethnic. And I have many customers telling me that, you know, I'm very, very active, I'm very healthy, I exercise all the time, I perform great. But what we actually find is super ethnic. I mean, they are involved in intensive training. Their NAD levels tend to be lower. And so they need the NAD more. That's actually scientifically sound, because when you are a super athlete, you exercise a lot, you are engaging in a lot of physical activities, your mitochondria has to work harder and over time, and you need more NAD to fuel your mitochondria. And if you don't, you consume more NAD because of increased inflammation. You know, intensive training can cause chronic inflammation. That's well known. And inflammation increases the consumption of NAD. And so that's why athletes can have lower NAD level. And if you can optimize NAD, their performance can improve, and especially the recovery time is shortened, is much better. And you know, we have, for example, Sinara Barnes, who ranked number 16 in 2023 in 100 meter sprint. And in 2024, this year, she has been taking our NAD product. She improved from number 16 to number 3 in 100 meter sprint. And she's doing great, and she still has a lot of room to improve. We have another endurance athlete, Ted Steinberger, and his mission is to save the ocean by cleaning plastic. And everyone, if you are listening, if you want to support his mission and check him out, Ted Steinberger, and he was the first one to row a boat solo from California to Hawaii about 5 years ago. And he just completed a mission to solo row from Hawaii to Australia about a month ago now. And he credited the successful mission I wouldn't take the entire credit. You know, to the NAD supplement that he has been taking from Genfinity. And it's an amazing story. The guy suffered a heart attack only 2 years ago. And he was hospitalized for over 2 months. And the guy was on the verge of dying. And then came back and become the first man and woman, first human being to cross the ocean on his own without help, on the boat, on his tiny boat. That's to save the ocean. That's a great, great mission. And I'm so proud to support him. And, you know, anyone who wants to support his cause, please, and help his cause.
So it's Tez, T-E-Z, I think it's Steinberg.
Steinberger, yeah, Steinberg is his last name.
Okay,
Steinberger. Yeah, we'll put a link on.
Fabulous.
A great human being, a great ethnic, his business, his motivational speaker, and, you know, all around great human being with a great cause, and I'm so proud to support his mission, and I'm glad we were able to help him to accomplish his mission.
Well, these are superstar way, way at the top. Let's talk. So these are guys, these are people, in this case, Seller is female, Tez is a guy. This is a man and woman who clearly we see what the benefits of their optimized NAD is. What are the signs of low non-optimized? Forget swim in the ocean, forget winning some medals. What are the low NAD?
I'll give you another story. Okay. He's actually on our website, and his name is Bruce Ross. Bruce is a semi-retired executive in his late 70s. I love this guy so much, and he had various health issues. He had cancer, heart problems. And he was a cyclist, but he had to give up. And he contacted me about 4 years ago, and to be, you know, my advisor. But he was busy on other things. He reached back to me about a year ago, and we connected again. So I got him we tested him. We got him on the NAD product. After about 3 months, and the guy now is doing cycling again. He's everything improved so much, and it's such a great story. I mean, we have story after story. This product is not only for the super athletes, or is for everyone. Is, you know, whether you are ethnic or just everyday person, whether you are famous or not, whether you are healthy or not so healthy, it can help almost every single person.
So people sitting watching, what are the signs that they may be experiencing that tell them their NAD is low? It's not optimized.
Right. It does not always have a symptom, and if they are symptoms, it's usually poor health, right? Various health conditions, and people with poor health or diseases usually have a more deficient NAD level. And another major sign is fatigue. You know, you're tired all the time. That's a clear sign of NAD deficiency. And then you can go through almost every health condition that we see. It can be associated with NAD deficiency. And even infertility issues. And we know that NAD levels in the ovary of women with infertility issues are much lower, again, because of increased inflammation. And you can be brain fog, right? You don't think as clearly as you used to. Or you cannot get to sleep as well as you when you were younger. Or you may have back pain or joint pain, arthritis, and for myself, you know, I had a sciatica, I had a knee problems, and I had asthma allergies with the NAD product, and plus a few other supplements, and all these issues are gone. I mean, I even didn't recognize what was because of the NAD product initially, but gradually when my customer friends come back to me and tell me what they have experienced. I said, Dan, I got a benefit too, but I didn't realize it. That happens so much, so often. You know, from time to time, people tell me, oh, I don't know whether I get a benefit. You talk, you say, well, these are the changes you had. And clearly the only difference you made was to add the NAD product. And, you know, to a large degree, and we have we have confidence that the product is giving you the benefits.